SBC presents the best in jazz throughout the world.
Your Jazz Panorama.
In the field of popular music, one man has done more than any others to establish a common ground for people from all over the world to meet in the enjoyment of that lively form of music, which is jazz. With his trumpet, Louis Armstrong has thrilled audiences in many countries, and it was in the course of his recent visit to Switzerland that Lance Channon had a talk with a famous American jazz musician. Let us listen now to what they were discussing.
Louis, today we're not going to talk about your career and your music in particular because that is by now so well known to everybody. You're an international figure. But I would like to talk to you about music as an international language. Have you noticed that European audiences are different in any way from American audiences when it comes to listening and responding to your music?
Well, not where I'm concerned. Where I'm concerned, take a classical musician.
Yes.
They feel the same as a classical musician would feel in New York.
Right.
Toward me. We have our language. I mean, just like you take fighters. I mean, they get somewhere and talk about knockout blows and everything like that.
Yes.
I go different towns, and in a town that I go in, Egypt or Africa or Europe, or everywhere it is, mm-hmm. New Orleans, mm-hmm. it's the same.
You find that the people respond the same way to
your
music.
The audience the same.
So, in other words, then
when
the music touches them the same way.
The same way. I mean, I was telling my wife at the time I first went to London, and I was such a sensation. One day I walked down one of those little streets, mm-hmm. and the people just following behind me, and an old fella come out of a store with a lot of paintings.
Yes.
He say, "I have two sons. My oldest son is a great painter, mm-hmm. and my younger son, he admires his brother's painting and everything. But he admires your music and you better than his brothers." Now, you explain that. I say, well, the kid just like music like I do, that's all.
That's right, certainly.
He feels it the same.
Certainly.
He just couldn't understand that. Yeah. I was warming up one afternoon in Miami, Florida. I was playing a colored dance. I never forget it. And this old fella knocked on the door. He come in. He said, "I'm the flutist from the Philadelphia Symphony Orchestra." Mm-hmm. And I just happened to be taking a walk. And I heard you a block away playing this intermezzo,
yes.
phrasing it like I never heard it before. And I brought myself all the way back here to find out who was this man playing this. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. In the room by myself, just knocking myself out.
Yeah.
And we just sit down and talk about operas and classics because I played in the Symphony Orchestra myself, you know.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I don't brag about it. But I always remember one time that I was playing first for this picture that John Barrymore played in called Moby Dick. I'll never forget it. And it was a scene in there in the sea where this whale was biting his legs off.
Yeah.
And we spoke, da da da! We supposed to be blood, and I got all wrapped up in that fiction, and I missed my place.
I've read that you have plans to go to Russia if there is a possibility and play in Russia. How about that?
Oh, I'll be glad to go swing for them cats over there, man.
Has anything definite been done on that, or is it just that you would be willing to go if...
Well, I had some talk of it, but all that has to go through my agent.
But in case the path would be cleared for it, you'd go.
Well, it'd be wonderful. Do you realize how many fans we have in Russia?
I don't know. I have not heard. Do you think there are people who understand jazz in Russia?
Listen, the last time we played in Berlin...
Yes.
Oh, so many Russians came through that curtain just to catch our Louis.
Is that right?
Just to catch our Louis.
Did you actually...
They say, "We don't know how we're going to get back." Yeah, they come backstage, and we met at another fan's house just to get together and talk around, you know, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. meet everybody. And it was a wonderful... From the Hot Club of Berlin.
Of Berlin.
And those boys were invited.
Yes, sure. I'm quite sure that there must be the same kind of interest.
It's got to be, man. I bet they got Basin Street all over in Russia, you know, like we play in New York.
In conclusion, what would you say is the most important thing a musician has to do really to reach his audience?
Reach his audience, just get right out there with them. I mean,
uh-huh.
The minute I stand on that stage, I'm sitting out there listening to myself. See what I mean?
In other words, you're your own critic, too.
I'm my own critic, too. So whatever they say in the papers, they ain't gonna say no more than I say. I mean, so it's all right. I mean, but good musicians, when they get to be stars and leaders, they're so busy watching the box office till they forget to serve their people. Mm-hmm. See, now I don't have to bother with the box office, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
I'm playing for the little taste that I agreed to play for, and that's that. Now the people is what I... Mm-hmm. And I never leave my visions of New Orleans. And you know, this will never change. Music is music, and that's where I was brought up, and I won't change it. So that's
as long as it's good, yeah, as long as it's sincere.
It's got to be good or bad, and I try to play good, and that makes me feel good.